9.10.
Well, I think Dennis's biggest strength is his experience of working in administration and of the international transportation sector.
Yes, of course, I agree completely. But I think that after 28 years in the same company, he might be a little bit inflexible. And Dennis didn't react as enthusiastically as Maria to the questions about ambitions and future plans.
I don't think he's inflexible. He came across as quite adaptable, and he gave several examples of using initiative. As he's older, perhaps he's less ambitious than Maria, but I think he has potential for career development.
Overall, I think Maria perhaps responded better than Dennis to the tricky questions, but she could have linked some of them better to her personal experience.
Yes, her answers were very confident and very focused, but a lot of the time they didn't seem very spontaneous. I feel that Dennis was more open and natural.
He certainly answered the questions more appropriately than Maria.
I think Maria came across less seriously than Dennis.
Yes, I agree, and I think she was just a little bit too confident. Dennis was more modest, which I liked. But his language skills are definitely one of his biggest weaknesses.
Yes, you're right. But he does have some Chinese, which is very useful. If we hire him, we could organize some classes for him.
Yes, Chinese is important.
I think Maria's biggest weakness is her lack of relevant work experience.
Yes, I agree. And I think she didn't seem to know very much about our company. On the other hand, Dennis obviously took a long time to do some careful research.
I thought Maria's body language was a bit aggressive.
Really? I'm not sure about that. I think she was just very enthusiastic.
Perhaps. But one thing is certain. I do think that her free time activities, like setting up the website, show lots of initiative.
Yes, I agree. And Dennis, too, with his international exchange program.
Absolutely.